Hi, you're running the wheels off that truck?
Yeah, I'm trying not to. I only leased it, so I gotta be careful.
Oh, do they watch? I guess they would watch your mileage, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do. It's like 25 cents for every mile you go over, so I'm trying to stay as composed as I can.
Yeah. Is it a 25 or a 26?
26.
Oh, Tim's is a 25, but that's exactly the same truck.
Yeah.
The Sierra?
Does he own or does he lease?
Own. Yeah.
Does he have a payment or it's already paid off?
No, it's paid.
Yeah.
I did really well with E-Trade in 2024,
mm-hmm.
and we had to pay a lot of capital gains because I did really well. He got a new truck.
Damn. What's E-Trade?
Yeah. E-Trade, it's like stock market.
Oh, okay. It's not like...
Yeah.
Is it like, are you trading shares or are you just investing?
No, you make the trades and decide what you want to do. You don't have a stockbroker. You're your own stockbroker.
Oh.
And I started a long time ago just for fun because my brother was playing with stock market.
Yeah.
And I put in $1,500, you know, just with the thought that, okay, if we lose it, just forget it. You have to just forget it.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with this little company out in Liberty Lake outside of Spokane that had a software company called PeopleSoft.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought their stock and Warren Buffett bought the company. And my $1,500 became $44,000.
Shut up.
Yeah, it did. And so I kind of got hooked on playing the stock market and I've done really well. And,
might be personal, but what's the most you've made in a year off E-Trade?
Got 92,000.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, and so Tim bought a new truck. Oh, darn it, dropped my flower plant.
I call the stock market and trading stocks responsibly gambling.
It is, yeah, it's gambling. Yeah, but it's I'm careful. They say don't buy on emotion, but I do. I buy the stocks, the companies that I like Costco and TJ Maxx and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done okay.
Nice.
But I'm kind of done playing with that. I thought, you know, kind of tired of watching it and playing
yeah.
with it. So I thought it would better quit while I'm ahead.
Hell yeah.
Have you been watching the national news about Spokane and what happened?
No, what happened?
It's the worst disaster in the history of the state of Washington. We've had, it started August 1st. An arsonist started a fire, and it's burned 940 houses. And they had to evacuate the hospital. It's been a nightmare. And it started about 2 miles away from us, and if the wind was going the other direction, we wouldn't have a house.
Oh my God,
it's been,
really?
Yeah, it's been terrible.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really bad. And, you know, like it was like the top story on the national news there for a few days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody died, so that's an absolute miracle. Because we had 45-mile-an-hour, 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and it's been so dry. And, you know, this guy started it that he admitted, they arrested him, he admitted that he started 24 fires in the last year in Spokane.
He just is, like, out there starting fires?
Yeah, he said it's very cleansing and, what did he say, like starting over, and the guy's crazy. But the thing is he was in prison for 10 years for killing his dad over arguing about doing the dishes, and he was out already after 10 years. And, you know, if he had been in jail, we wouldn't have had this disaster. We've had 27 states send their firefighters here to help fight it, and they finally got it all out, and now just the damage is just unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's over 10,000 acres. Yeah.
Wow.
So, You know, we lost food in the freezer here last week. It quit and lost a lot of food and meat and stuff. And I thought, you know, we can't be upset. We still have our house. There's people that lost everything. And everybody knows somebody that lost the house. And we've got friends that lost, you know, their hot rods, their cars, their shop,
mm-hmm.
their house. Yeah, it's been terrible. So what's new on your end? It hasn't been very good around here.
Nothing's really new. I moved into my new apartment with my girlfriend. I don't know if I told you that.
No, you haven't. I haven't talked to you for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we moved in. We absolutely love it. We're a little greedy about the couch. We ended up spending a good amount of money on our couch, but it's freaking amazing. It was like a $2,800 couch, which isn't terrible, but it's like, you know, $2,800 I'd rather keep. But,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's quiet. It's clean.
That's nice. Close to work?
It's less than a mile away from work.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and the couch is important because you sit on it a lot. So.
Yeah, every night, every day. Like, you know, before work sometimes I'll go out there, eat some breakfast, and sit on the couch for a little bit.
Yeah. We had a leather couch that's like that, that was really super comfortable. And when we built the house here and built Tim's shop, we built the shop first.
So
we could put stuff in the shop as we were building the house. And he confiscated that sofa. It's in his shop in the showroom area.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got that with a bigger TV than what's in our house.
That's fine. So he's got a big TV in the shop?
Can you hear that plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, they fly right over our house sometimes. I love it. I'm sorry, what did you say?
So he's got a big TV in the shop?
Yeah, bigger than the house. I think it's like a 85-inch or something.
Does he hang out in there a lot?
Well, he works out there. We're answering phone calls because he sells all those hot rod parts and stuff. So
Yeah.
And then he'll have car shows going or car videos or something. And yeah.
Does he have like a nice couch set up in there or anything or no?
Yeah, that's the sofa we used to have that we loved in the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a little refrigerator. It's got flames on it, painted black with flames.
Of course, you got to have that. Got to have the hot rod fridge.
That's right. Got to have the hot rod fridge.
That's
yeah, fun. Well, is that a townhouse or apartment or something?
It's like a mix of both. It's like a townhouse apartment. It's all one
nice.
Building, but it's only two floors, so there's a unit above us and we're below, but it's a two bedroom, two bathroom. It's very
spacious.
Nice. It's nice. I mean, and honestly, we got lucky. It's cheap.
Wow. Boy, rent and stuff around here is a lot.
Yeah, the total for it is $1,250 a month and we split it. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing for $1,250 around here. And especially now that everything burned, I mean, the hotels are full. They were just able, I think, a couple of days ago now to go back and see if they even had a house because they couldn't let people in.
Yeah.
Firefighters were fighting. Some people didn't know until yesterday whether they still had a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been bad. Lots of pets and animals, you know, didn't get out. People that were at work and had their pets at home. Yeah, it's been sad.
Oh, man. What's rent for, like, an apartment out there cost?
If it was a two-bedroom, two-bath, I'm not sure about houses and, I mean, apartments, but I know a house is going to be around $3,000, two-bedroom, two-bath house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful. I'll check that out. I'll look.
Yeah, look.
On apartments, yeah. Is it fairly new?
Yeah, they just remodeled everything.
Nice.
So it's nice.
Yeah, got your new truck. Yeah. Apartment. You were looking for a house, so you're still kind of like in the back of your mind saving up for that.
Yeah, trying to, but you know, sometimes you just gotta live life in the moment, you know.
I know it's a little depressing, yeah, because the interest rate they raised it again recently, and it's like, what?
Yeah,
that's not helping.
It's crazy, and the prices. I mean, yeah, everyone says interest rates, but I mean, geez, also the prices like on the houses are insane. Like, I mean, you in order to get a fixer upper, you got to pay like $300,000, and then you got to put another $150,000 into it. So you're like $450,000, almost $500,000 into a little 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house, and it's crazy.
That's old and got remodeled. Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. Something has to give, because you know people just can't afford that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does Gina do?
She's a teacher.
Oh, okay. I think you did say that. Yeah. What ages?
Well, she was currently doing 5th grade, she didn't like it. So she's going next year and do 2nd.
Oh, she'll like that a lot better.
Yeah.
I think, because I used to work with a school district, and I think 5th and 6th grade are probably the hardest age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just starting to, pretty soon I'm going to be a teenager, and, you know, they were trying to figure out who they are, and they're, you know, some of the kids become bullies, and it's, that's a rough age. Yeah. 2nd grade, they still have that wonder and awe about them.
yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's more or less looking for, like, you know, those kids, like, were the 5th graders are always, like, super, like, disrespectful, and, like, they're, like, at that age, so she couldn't deal with it anymore, so, you know, she's more or less looking for the situation of it to, like, these kids need their teacher. You know what I mean? Like, they rely on their teacher. They don't disrespect them. Seeing them. They like their teacher.
I know. I don't know what's going on with the world, but, yeah, the kids are disrespectful, and, you know, it has to be a lot the parents' fault. I mean, you don't put up with that home, do you? I mean, come on,
people.
No,
I think it's more, you know what I think it is? It's lack of attention, lack of, you know, playing outside, playing with toys. It's all on the tablet now.
Yeah, you're right. Games.
So when they don't have that, they just act out.
Yeah, they do. Their attention span's a lot shorter than it used to be. I've noticed, you know, we've gone to Disney movies, and I noticed the, because even some of the animated ones are good for adults even. I mean, you know, they're funny or whatever. But you notice, I do, that it's just quick, quick, quick. You know, it's like, you might get bored, and it's jumped from one thing to another, and it's like, gosh, these kids have to learn to just, you know, settle down a little bit and don't always have to be entertained. They don't have to be entertained. Use their brains and get creative and go outside and play and do something. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then I think a lot of times, too, is that the kids are being raised by daycare centers, too, which is, you know.
It's a problem nowadays. Like, both parents have to work to afford, you know.
Yeah, I always did something that where I could be home when my kids were at home, so therefore I worked for the school district, you know, because I didn't have kids for somebody else to raise them.
Right.
Yeah, and I think they're pretty good kids.
They are, yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Selling lots of diamonds?
Yeah, I actually got a call from my guy right now. My guy over in Wisconsin just texted me. He needs a stone before I leave, so I got to actually call him right now.
You better go do that.
All right, will do.
Okay, bye.
Bye.